CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And this is Dark Side of the Tune.
Yeah!
And finally, now that Henry has his own show, we can start playing normal music again.
Yep, I've been banned, actually. Tommy wouldn't let me play a single song this time.
It's true. He just sat here and made derogatory comments.
Against... against myself.
Yeah. Yep. We just started off, the instrumental intros are back. We just started off with Sonbir Defa by Leivor.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think so.
They're Turkish.
I love that one. There's a lot of good music that comes out of Turkey. I don't think enough people recognize this fact.
Well, that could be like the next Japan, you know? Like
Turkey?
Place Turkey.
I don't see why there has to be a next anything, man. Can't everything just exist in a vacuum?
Shut up. Shut up. Yeah, there's no really theme. I'm off of themes.
I'm on themes, personally.
Yeah, you're on things.
I'm on many things. Like life.
I'm high on crack. You know that video?
I don't. Oh, I saw a really good piece
Pac-Man smokes
a
crack.
Oh, yeah, I have
That's
seen
a
that.
Classic. Okay. But,
do you know what I saw while I was out today on a walk?
What?
It said, smoke crack and hail Satan. It was just on the wall of the bus stop downtown. It was really cool.
Like graffiti?
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
Smoke crack, inhale Satan.
Smoke crack and hail Satan. Like
and hail Satan. Like, I was thinking it was inhale.
It was written incorrectly because they're probably high on crack.
Oh, okay.
Low on crack?
Crack is a stimulant.
Oh, okay, high on crack.
I think it is. Yeah, because alcohol and weed are depressants. I don't know.
Not for me, they aren't.
Because crack, what's...
Ooh, chakalaka.
Yeah, nice. That's really good. What is crack? Crack is...
Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine. That's what I thought. I just didn't want to get it wrong. Because of all the crackheads listening. Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. Michael Jackson lamp.
I really want that.
So, smoke crack and hail Satan.
Oh, nice. You come up with that?
Yeah, actually, I just thought
I love Liza Minnelli so much.
Me too. At my birthday party, we're going to put on a... like 3-hour video of best Liza Minnelli moments.
That's awesome.
And I told Shona that if she can't find one, then she has to make one.
I really like those two. It's like the pair. It's the Liza Minnelli and Liberace impersonators. They're really sick.
They're parrots?
It's a pair of two people.
Oh,
one is a Liberace impersonator.
I thought
the other is a Liza Minnelli impersonator.
I thought they were the bird.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that would be cooler.
That would be neat, I guess. Yeah.
Well, my personal favorite is Deo.
Oh,
the banana boat impression?
You mean Harry Belafonte?
Sure.
I love Harry Belafonte.
But yeah, we're going to get... Actually, maybe I should just get Shona to hire a Liza Minnelli impersonator.
Yeah, you should.
And an Elvis. I want an Elvis.
You should get Shona to do a lot of things.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah. Trust me. I have very high standards for my birthday party. And
yeah, what is the theme again? It's a... dress as any subculture.
You have to come closer to the mic.
Dress as any subculture from between when and when?
From let's say the 60s to the year 2000.
That really sucks.
Why? I don't want to see any mall goths or scene kids, you know?
I don't think there will be any.
Trust me, I know some people. Why does that really suck? What do you want? You want to make an exception?
I don't like this whole subculture thing. I want to do my own thing.
Okay, do your own thing then.
Well, actually, no. 60s is good. 60s onward is fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Make it 50s onward. Actually,
I'll make it 50s because no one else is going to do anything from the 50s except for you.
And no, Danny might.
No, Danny's, oh my God. He's a beatnik.
Yeah, so you need to do 50s then.
That's from the 50s?
I would say Beatnik is more 50s than anything else.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just be yourself, Tommy. It's your birthday party.
Well, it would be hypocritical.
Never mind.
Maybe he'll be a skinhead.
Yeah, you should. That would be a great opportunity to shave your head. Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it's so lumpy. No one cares. It's okay.
It's just my eyebrows are too thick to not have like a company.
You can just wear
hair.
That stupid freaking hat you have. The one that Danny wore.
Oh, that? It doesn't fit my head. We've been over
this. Maybe if you have no hair, though.
No, trust me, it does not. It doesn't fit my natural skull.
Well, you can... Yakubian tongue.
I have a really big head. But my mom has, like, a pea-sized head. Like, it's a weird... Whoa!
That was really loud.
I don't know if you could hear that in the mic. That was like a really loud vibration.
I thought it was a big bug. I got really scared.
Yeah. I thought it was like an alarm. Anyways.
Good talk.
Yeah, good talk.
Good mandatory
first,
talk we just had there.
Yeah. First up, we are going to be listening to Jasmine and Rose by Clan of Zymox.
Beautiful.
We'll be right back. human poison.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Beat.
That was Doppelganger by Sally Dia, and before that we listened to Jasmine Rose by Clan of Zymox.
Yeah, that one really reminded me a lot of the Beavis and Butthole. Sorry, Beavis and Beavis and Butthead skit involving you know Cornholio.
What?
Cornholio, he needs some teepee for his bunhole.
Is that the skit?
Yes,
I've never watched. I've never watched Beavis and Butthead.
That's okay. You know who would get that? Danny would.
Yeah.
Where is Danny? Let's call him.
Let's call him. He, last time we called him and we had him on the show, he said he's in the middle of jerking off. Well, let's give him a call right now and see what he's up to. I have his phone number. Let's make this a little fun. His name on my phone is Poophole.
Yeah, okay, let's wait, just wait 1 second. Let's
call him at the same time and see who he answers.
Who he answers. This is very exciting.
Okay.
Okay, and call him.
It's ringing.
Hey, bro.
Hey, thanks for answering my phone call.
Yeah.
We're just recording right now. Me and Henry were both calling you at the same time to see whose you would answer.
So, Danny, what are you doing right now?
I'm just walking.
What do you think of the Beavis and Butthead skit involving Cornholio?
I need TP for my bunghole?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that all you have to say?
If I may expound a little bit upon that concept. I'm actually a really, really big fan of Beavis and Butthead as a whole, especially the Cornholio skit. I will just say I'm a huge fan of Mike Judge as an animator and satirist, I enjoy quite a lot of his work. If you are interested, I would recommend, personally, if you haven't seen it, Beavis and Butthead Do America as well. Beavis and Butthead actually recently collaborated with the quite famous video game Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Call of Duty Warzone, actually. So you can now play as Beavis and Butthead in those games, along with, I do forget his name, but the gym teacher. And
ooh,
one of his famous...
I like the gym teacher. No.
One of his famous lines that he'll say that's been recorded as sort of one of the vocal excerpts of the character that he'll kind of yell as he's taking down an enemy, if you play as him, is "Divided Muses! Divided Muses!"
That's what? Actually
what
a
is
really
that?
Good.
I don't understand what
Do
word?
You find it amusing? But he has a kind of a southern kind of twang accent. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, speaking of southern accents, you mentioned how much you appreciate Mike Judge's work. What do you think of what do you think of King of the Hill?
King of the Hill. Well, okay. Let me say this. I do think that King of the Hill kind of effectively works as maybe the best example and the best piece of American satire ever.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah. What about South Park?
I'm going to slow you down there. What about South Park? What about Bob's Burgers? What about The Simpsons?
Oh, Bob's Burgers is not American satire.
What about... Yes, it. I would say this.
Yes, it is.
It is very much...
Really? What about Family Guy?
What about American Dad? What about Big Mouth? What about BoJack Horseman?
Listen here, because I can put a little asterisk next to every single one of those pieces of work. I can kind of shoot you down. I can show you and I can exemplify to you the ways in which King of the Hill succeeds where those shows might lack certain substance.
Okay, well, we're running out of time here.
So, Danny, here, what we're going to do is we're gonna play the next song, and then we're going to get back to you on that.
We
on
will.
That point.
Yeah.
Okay, and actually... I've been in the process of pitching my own radio show. I'm actually hoping to get this up and going after reading week or on reading week. I'm still working on names, but I think I've settled on Uncanny with Danny.
That's very good.
That's really good.
That's very good.
And, you know, we're going to be listening to some uncanny music, and we're going to be exploring some uncanny topics. And so I'd love to have maybe a American animated satire special where, you know, we delve into this issue much further. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind, and I'd love to have you guys on for that inaugural episode.
Okay, Will. Awesome. Let's do it. Okay, well, I have to announce the next song now, but Danny, you should hear this. Next song we'll be playing is Save a Prayer by Duran Duran.
Corner of a main street, and the light. I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And this is Dark Side of the Tune.
Oh, yeah.
We just listened to Washing Machine by, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Washing Machine.
By BB Club. And before that was, of course, Duran Duran with Save a Prayer.
Love that
Henry
one.
Doesn't like Duran Duran.
I like
Please
it when it
blast.
Plays in
Put
Metal
him on
Gear
blast.
Solid.
Shut up. Invisible. That is a good song. Well, of course you're a Metal Gear fan.
I actually have never played Metal Gear. Death Stranding, on the other hand.
Oh, the garbage. Garbage.
I've also never played because I don't have a PlayStation.
You have a PlayStation? I have a PlayStation.
Oh, I have a PlayStation 3.
Oh, why don't you try running Metal Gear on your...
No, I think I'll just play Infamous and Infamous 2, please and thank you. Those are good games.
Get you, Grandpa.
What, you have electricity powers? You have the...
I don't even know. I don't even recognize Infamous. Let's
this,
look it up.
He's got this bald guy in it, and he has a...
Maybe I'll see
he gets
it.
To zap you, and you can either be a good guy or a bad
Infamous
guy.
Infamous game?
If you're
game?
A bad guy, your electricity turns evil and red, but if you're a good guy, it stays... Holy shit! Pardon my language, I just got very scared there. I wasn't expecting
oh,
that.
Oh, someone came in.
You telling me you've never seen Infamous before?
No, I haven't. Maybe he's the guy from Infamous who just walked in.
I have never seen this. I played this game a lot.
What year did this come out? 2009.
PlayStation 3, yeah. This guy was in that...
I'm looking at the Wikipedia.
The Sony PlayStation 3, like, Smash Bros. Clone alongside that cat. The one you have in your room.
Oh, Taro Inu.
Yeah. There was this guy, there was that guy, there was Big Daddy.
What was the PlayStation Smash Bros. Clone?
I don't remember.
Capcom versus
No,
Marvel?
It was like Sony Battler or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it
we
was.
Could try an emulator.
Parappa the Rappa was in it.
Let's look this up. Sony Battler.
PlayStation 3, maybe.
I spelled that wrong.
Battler.
And now it's showing his Sony batteries. I'm just going to look up Battle.
But you should make sure you write in PlayStation 3. Oh,
PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, it has someone. Yeah, the guy from Little Big Planet. Who else is in this? What? Oh, it's fine. Sorry, this is more important than listening to the music right now.
Okay, so it's not showing up. Just go to the Wikipedia. No, this is awesome.
I want to know what characters were in this. Okay, God of
Sly
War,
Cooper.
BioShock.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Little Big Planet. The Gravity Shield from Wipeout. Why, they got everyone in this.
Yeah, it's really awesome, actually.
Final boss, Polygon Man.
Oh, it's super.
That's really scary. That's really scary. Characters, okay. Big Daddy, Fat Princess.
Oh, Fat Princess actually solos hard in that game.
They were just making anything.
Raiden from Metal Gear.
Raiden. His name's Raiden.
Oh, I've never played it in my life.
My ex was obsessed with Metal Gear.
Oh, but which one?
The first one. The first one.
Let's see.
A Sly Cooper.
Sackboy. Spike from Ape Escape.
Oh, Taro Inu.
Yeah, that's what I've been talking about. I love playing as that one because they got the best.
Ratchet stuff. And Clank.
Yeah. I don't like playing as Ratchet.
You can't say those words anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, let's run this. Let me get my... Bring your PlayStation 3 up.
Well, that's my family's.
Do people still use it?
Oh, of course.
Wow. I have a PlayStation 5 at home, but no one uses it except for me.
PlayStation 5? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
You have to wait in line for that thing?
Actually, we had to get... So we got one. Dad's like a big PlayStation fan because he plays all those friggin' NHL games.
Oh, lame.
And he got it when they first came out. But then my brother broke it.
Nice.
I don't know what he did, but it wouldn't turn on anymore, so he had to get a second one.
Well, what's his name? Bob Leduc?
Dan?
Dan? Close enough. Three-letter name, fake name.
Yeah. Well, the world's your oyster. It truly is.
Right. When your name is Rob Leduc.
No, you're thinking of Bob Loblaw from.
Whatever
you're thinking of Bob Loblaw from Arrested Development.
It's the same guy, same name.
Anyways, coming up next, here is Saturn Swallows the Sun by Ghost Twin.
Darkest day.
We just listened to I Dreamed I Dream by Sonic Youth, and before that was Saturn Swallows the Sun by Ghost Twin. And since we've taken up so much time talking already,
we're just going to make this one quick. Death to Peter Thiel.
Yes. Oh, I just hit the microphone. Our next song coming up is Dancing Machine by Shirehead.
Pushing on, pushing on, pushing on, dreams. Push the bigger feelings to that.
We just listened to Frosty by Bjork, and before that was, oh my God.
Was the Dancing Machine?
Dancing Machine by Sharhead. Yeah, it was. Henry has something you'd like to say before we play the last two songs.
I just wanted to reiterate my call for Peter Thiel's death. This is not, however, because he is a homosexual. It's because...
We just found that out.
We did just find that like out. Which
a
is
second ago.
Actually kind of infuriating.
Well, as a fellow homosexual, how does that make you feel?
I mean... I'd like to see how much money I can get from Peter Thiel to perform certain acts for that man. But at the same time, I mean, you know, in the end of the day, that would just let me get closer to him.
Oh, to finish the job. Exactly, exactly.
But at the same time, it's disappointing. It's disappointing. Yeah. I don't understand how any human being could be as vile as Peter Thiel, let alone
a gay man.
A gay man.
Money changes people.
Well, also being a man changes people.
Exactly. Thank you.
It
speak
on
that.
Evil.
It does. Our last two songs. First up is Bread Trail by Craig Curry. And then to end off with, we are listening to Fade to Gray by Visage. So first up, here is Bread Trail.